How are you nudging users to take action? How are you reminding them that they need to come back to your site and look at what you're doing now? We all need little nudges regularly along our path to kind of motivate us into taking action. We're surrounded by these nudges all the time, aren't we? Whether it's that little light that comes on in our car that tells us that we need to take our car in for a service, or whether it be the letter we get through that tells us to get our TV license. We all need nudges, reminders. How are you reminding your users to interact with your website? You know, there are lots of different ways you could do this, aren't there? There are email notifications, there are tweets, there are RSS feeds, all kinds of stuff available to you. But you need a consistent and coherent plan for using all these different mediums to make sure that your brand is regularly getting in front of people to remind them that you're there. This audio boom is an example of that, where every day, well, at least every day when I remember, which is not every day by any means, I send out these little audio boos, these little pieces of advice that remind you that I'm here, that Boag World is here, that Headscape is here, so one day, hopefully, you'll hire us. But equally, you need to be looking for those kinds of little methods to keep in front of your users too. Now, there are two types of those kinds of notifications you can use. There are the ones which are just regular that go out all the time, like my audio boos. But then there are also trigger-based ones. So maybe if someone had made a purchase on your website and hasn't purchased anything else for 6 months, that might trigger a new email to be sent out to them encouraging them to come back. Maybe they haven't logged in to your application for a certain length of time and you want to just trigger them and remind them to come back. But it's a fine line because you can get annoying if you do it too much. You've got to notify people a certain amount, but not too much. If you're annoying them and you're spamming them with email every 5 minutes, you may find that they unsubscribe. And obviously, that's the last thing you want because then you will lose them forever. So consider your strategy with this kind of thing. Sit down, plan out the regularity with which you're going to communicate with people, the methods by which you're going to communicate with them, and also what trigger events are going to trigger communications with them. This is all fundamental stuff that supports your website and has to be in place if your website is going to be truly effective.